stove.
Got a big old fireplace there.
Something about a fireplace. My husband keeps one going all winter. Keeps the fire going.
I would love to, but I got why I can't get in, you know. I ain't got nobody get in from it. I can't get in much wood now.
Yeah, I imagine. Something that you would put cut flowers in when you brought them in a house would be a
vase.
When you sit down to the table to eat, you usually have some eating utensils there.
We call them a knife and a fork, a plate.
All right, you have a knife and a fork and something else.
A spoon.
All right, if you had two of the things that you cut with, you'd have two
knives.
After dinner, we clear the table and then we wash the dishes. You'll find sometime a woman will think of that when a man.
Yeah, but she don't think of it till after I got them done. That's right. She'll think of it, but she won't never wash them.
All right, Mr. After you wash the dishes to get the soap off, then you have to.
I always scald them with hot water.
Okay, you call that something else. You wash and then you rinse.
Just rinse them. I don't know, dry.
You just let them drip.
I just put them in the side and let the water run off of them.
What do you call the cloth that you use to wash the dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And if you wiped them, you would wipe them with a
dishcloth, or anything you'd say.
To wash your face, you'd use soap on a
wash rag.
To dry off, after you take a bath, you use a big
towel.
When you want to turn on the water, you have a little handle. You turn on the
faucet.
All right. Is it? Would it be called the same thing if it were outside the house?
No, we call the hydrant on the outside of the house.
Uh huh. And on the inside, it'd be
a faucet, you know, at the wash basin or in the kitchen to the sink.
Okay, fine. It was so cold last night that one of our pipes
froze.
And when it froze, then it
busted, but mine didn't. I ain't gonna tell that lie. Mine ain't gonna bust, because I cut that water off.
That's smart.
And drain it out.
We have one pipe in our house that freezes, that comes up through the wall, and there's a faucet on the outside that we have to cover and wrap to keep it from freezing that far. You were talking about where we stored things in the foodstuffs that you used to buy, and you'd buy them in big lots, I understand. You'd buy flour in what kind of container?
Well, we used to buy it in a barrel.
That's what I was thinking about. What else did you buy in barrels?
Meal.
Mm-hmm. What about lard?
Yeah, they used to have a tub of lard.
A tub of lard?
Mm-hmm.
I see. What about sugar? How did you buy sugar?
Well, the sugar come in barrels.
Barrels? Would you buy a whole barrel of sugar?
No, you wouldn't hardly buy a barrel of sugar. They weigh it out at the store. But I can tell you one time that I was going right along this road here with four barrels of sugar. And a barrel of sugar weighs 500 pounds, about 300 something. Yeah. And I had four or five barrels on, and I had to drive under a fella's shed to kind of keep him getting wet.
What do you do with four barrels of sugar?
We came to a store, man. I hauled a whole car, a wagon load of soap.
Really?
Absolutely.
Ship it down to the town on a train and then haul it out.
They used to have a train come along, and there wasn't no trucks. You hauled it and come down on the train. Well, I'd haul it, run the come out here and get it on a wagon, get it to the store.
Is that right?